Blog Talk Radio.
This is Kathy Holloway Hill, and I am very, very happy that you have joined us this evening for another episode of the Living by Design radio show. We have a magnificent focus this month. It's a very critical topic that we all have a significant interest in, and that is the issues of teenagers and everything that they deal with in their young lives. And I know we may think that it's easy to be a teenager. Well, it's definitely not easy being a teenager. All of us adults who are listening to this show have been there, done that, and it is especially in today's times with all of the challenges and all of the dysfunction that's going on in our nation and our communities, we are really faced with a lot of issues, and we really need to step up to the plate and help and be the ones that they can come to and be the ones that they can look up to and be the ones that who can help resolve some of these issues and bring awareness to some of these issues. And I'm so excited that my guest, Miss Julie Kleinhans, is going to be joining us this evening. Julie is a certified life coach, and she's also founder of the Mind Focused Generation. She's the creator of the Super Empowerment System for teens and youth adults. And I am so excited to have her join us this evening, and her bio is just it's extensive. And I'm going to allow her, I'm not going to steal her thunder, but I'm going to let her come on the line and talk a little bit more about her work and what she has done working with youth, because we're very, very fortunate to have her. So I'm going to go ahead and get this conversation going because we have a lot of information we want to cover and get to you this evening. So we're going to go ahead and bring Julie on the line and open her mic. So Julie, are you there? Julie, are you there? Okay, let's try that again. And this time we are going to say, Julie, are you there? Hello, Julie. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can definitely hear you. Excellent.
You can hear
excellent.
Me now?
Yes,
okay,
I
good.
Can. Yes, 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 yes. So we are so excited to have you as a guest on our show this evening. So why don't you just start off and give a little bit more about your work with teens and youth, because you have done so much work in that area, and I know our listeners are just thrilled to have you join us.
Yeah, great. Thank you, Kathy. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me. Well,
absolutely.
Basically, I work with teenagers to help them build their confidence and their self-esteem. Because what we find is that when kids have low self-esteem, this is where they're making decisions that are really poor for their overall well-being. And what we're finding is the bullying issue, which is a major issue going on in society, as everyone knows, really stems from a belief in low self-worth. And whether this is coming from the kids that are being bullied, they really don't believe in themselves, they don't believe that they have value, you know, they think that there might be something wrong with them, or it's the kids that are doing the bullying. They aren't really secure in who they are, because if they were, they wouldn't be attacking others in whatever ways they do, whether it's cyberbullying or physical bullying or any other of the name calling that's going on in schools. So really what I work to do is help kids understand how they can create confidence in their lives. And I'm also a teacher of the law of attraction, which I absolutely love because I teach kids how to use the universal laws to really focus their minds and their emotions on creating what they want and really believing it's possible. Because once you believe it's possible, anything can happen. So that's really the core of what I do when I work with teenagers and their parents.
Outstanding. That sounds fabulous. Well, since you mentioned bullying, let's just go ahead and start there because I am seeing so many stories in the news about this topic, and it is absolutely taking over a lot of our youth and their mindsets and their beliefs and their confidence level, and to the point where I'm just hearing so many cases of suicide. So I talk a little bit about how the effects of bullying and how severe it can be and how it can affect their emotional well-being and their confidence level to the point where it causes them to be anxious and depressed to even want to consider suicide.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really a very concerning issue. And, you know, bullying isn't something new. And, you know, I do have to say, because I'm a law of attraction practitioner, I know that whatever the mind focuses upon grows. So, you know, the media and the world, they're so focused on the negative emotional impacts that bullying is having on our children. And, yeah, it's real. This is real emotional stuff. And the more we focus on that, the more we're creating. If a kid is focused on all the pain that he's having and not focused on the solutions on how to feel really good about who he is, he's going to stay stuck in that place where he's living in fear. And the mind is going to be programmed to look for evidence of, I'm not okay. So when kids are really feeling that they're not good enough, the people that are around them, whoever they may be, are going to reflect that back to them. And we're really not doing enough in our schools to teach social and emotional skills that provide a positive foundation, you know, for all children, whether they're the children that are being bullied or the kids that are the bullies. And I was a former high school teacher and mentor for 10 years, and there's so much pressure to perform well academically, but we're not preparing them socially and emotionally. So kids are afraid of their emotions. You know, emotions are energy in motion. They're supposed to be felt. They're supposed to be released, and they're okay. It's okay to have deep emotions, but what happens with so many kids is they get into this place of fear, and they don't release their emotions. They don't have a way of releasing the stress and anxiety and the feelings of not being good enough, and the schools really are putting so much pressure on them to perform well in tests, and the kids that even the bullies are being punished. And well, what happens when they're punished and they're condemned? They become angrier, and the kids are told, well, go tell on the kids who are bullying, which, yes, of course, adults have to be aware of what's going on, but these kids that get punished, they're going to come after kids no matter what, and they're going to become bitter people, not better people. So we're not providing foundation for these kids to really say, hey, you know what? I matter. Even if I had a hard life or whatever's going on at home, you know, what do I want to create in my life and how do I do that? There's not enough mentors around for these kids because everything's so academically focused.
And that is so true. And I just have to ask you, because you bring up a very, very important point and aspect of what's contributing to the problem. So when these children are bullied and they already have been affected and their self-confidence level is low, their self-esteem, their self-worth, they're not being validated, but yet they have to go back to this place every day that's not teaching these life skills, the emotional skills and these cognitive mental skills that they need to understand. They're going to this place every day. Instead of being built up, they're being torn down even more.
Absolutely.
So what can we do as concerned adults or mentors and professionals in the society that can help the schools understand? Because you're right, these life skills and emotional skills are not being taught in our high schools, colleges, and universities. So what can we do?
Well, it's really important for parents to convey the importance of social and emotional development within the schools. They really have to go to their school districts and say, look, you know, it's not enough for our kids to be academically prepared for life. We have to address the social emotional issues. And once the pressure comes from the outside to the school districts will follow. But right now, it's really all about the standardized tests, and there is no room. It's not that the teachers aren't trying and the administrators aren't trying. They're taught by and they're told by these laws that they have to punish and report. And
yeah,
really,
but that's after the
come.
Fact. That's after the fact. We're looking for proactive measures on how to prevent
Absolutely.
It before it happens.
Absolutely, and really having mentorship in the schools is so important, and providing them with resources for the parents and the kids that they can use after school when they're not in the building, because if they have a place to go online and really learn about how to become more confident in who they are and really understand that what they put their attention on is what they're going to become, and share stories of people that have struggled in the past. I mean, there's tons of stories about people that are really successful that were picked on as young kids. You know, I know Bill Gates has had stories about him growing up and not fitting in, and they're really successful. So kids have to really have someone as an adult to relate to that can tell them how to really focus on what they want, and really also the message that we're sending kids to pay attention and care more about what others say and do than what you think of yourself is really not doing anything for our kids, but putting them in more in that place of feeling self-doubt and insecure.
Right. And for all the parents out there who are listening, and for all the caregivers, whether you're a parent or a grandparent, a guardian, or just even a concerned citizen in your community, go to the PTA or go to the school, whatever organizations that the school has for you to have an opportunity to speak up and allow your voice to be heard. Go speak up and let them know that these types of programs are needed to teach these emotional skills and create mentoring programs to help young boys and young girls to deal with these types of issues. So we really would like to encourage you to do that. Everyone can get involved.
Absolutely.
And when we all get involved as a community, that's when things change. So I definitely agree with you on that issue. I want to switch gears for a second and just talk about another very critical issue that I think our young girls are having a major issue with, and that's their image.
Absolutely.
You know, having low self-esteem because of all of the media images they're seeing on TV and advertisers, and they don't look like those images, so it causes them to have low self-esteem, and then they look for validation from boys, and then that could turn into possible teenage pregnancy. So talk a little bit about that, and how can we help that issue?
Yeah, body image is major for teen girls. You know, like you said, they're bombarded with all of these images, and, you know, they internalize these thoughts and feelings. You know, I'm not good enough, I'm not pretty enough, not skinny enough, I'm not okay. And a lot of poor decision-making comes from that, you know, like the sexting and, you know, promiscuity, just to get that attention. They think attention in that way is good, but it's negative attention. And, you know, reality TV shows like The Jersey Shore and the way people act, they think that's the way to get attention, and that's what it means to be happy and successful and to insult one another. And what these kids have to really understand is this is not reality. You know, it's a joke that they call it reality TV. These people are just putting on a show. And, you know, as parents, really be mindful of what your children are watching. That's not to say to control what they're watching, because you can't do that so much, but being aware. Because when you try to control everything they do, it turns into a fight, and they're going to find it somewhere. They're teenagers. They can go over another friend's house. So it's more about being aware and having that conversation with your kids about what they're watching and making them aware that, you know, honey, this really isn't reality. You know, these people are getting paid to put on a show, just like, you know, any movie. They're not real. And ask them how they're feeling about it. Start the dialogue with your children. Don't shy away from their feelings, and really understand that when you, as a parent, are coming from a place of frustration and worry, that makes it difficult for your child to communicate with you, because the last thing that your son or daughter wants to think is that they're the ones causing you the stress and anxiety. You know, that puts them in a place of real low self-worth. So coming as a parent, coming from that place of, you know, your real calm center and opening up that dialogue instead of from a place of worry, fear, and frustration will really hold that space for your son or daughter to express how they're feeling, and you could direct them to focus. Again, it's all about focus on what they want to create in their life, you know, who they want to be and the qualities that mean something right to them.
Right. Now, how Julie, I have to ask you, how young, in your opinion, how young do you think they should be before guardians and parents start to have these conversations with them? What's the good age where they can understand and really have a, you know, a back and forth intelligent dialogue with their kids?
That's a great question, and I think it depends on the kid. Every kid is different, and the thing that I would advise is for a parent to become really aware. If a parent is aware of the emotions and the thoughts that their teen is having, or, you know, preteen is having, then they're able to really feel out the situation. And we can always make the best decisions through our emotional guidance system. You know, we're very intuitive beings, and we can feel when our children need to enter into that conversation. Because I know that there were kids when I was a teenager that were having sex as early as 12. You know, so mm-hmm. if you think that you're waiting till they're 13 or 14 to have that conversation, you know, you missed the boat on that. So it's really about being aware of what's going on emotionally with your son or daughter, and, you know, tapping into those cues that they're giving you. They're always giving you feedback with their emotions.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And then the peer pressure, of course, you know, they want to be accepted, and they want to be, you know, popular and in the in crowd and all those things. And that peer pressure can just really affect them as well. So these conversations are very important. The sooner you can start the dialogue where they can trust you enough to open up about what's going on with them, because that's a major issue, wouldn't you
yeah.
think, the trust issue? Yeah, so that they can open up.
Yeah, because a lot of teens are afraid. And, you know, as a coach, when I work with my teenage clients, and, you know, even as a high school teacher when I was teaching, kids would tell me that they're afraid that they're going to upset their parents. And that's why they don't talk, and that's why they keep things from them. So early on, if parents say, you know what, I'm always here, and I always, always will be here to hear what you have to say and guide you in the right direction no matter what, you're holding that space for trust and dialogue to
right.
come through naturally.
That's right. How do you feel about some of the local organizations like the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts and Big Brothers and Big Sisters and some of those youth organizations that are in pretty much every city in the country, if you, you know, look hard enough, I'm sure you can find some. How do you feel about parents getting their children involved in some of those organizations just to help with some of the issues that we're facing today? Because I know some of those organizations focus really intently on some of those major issues.
Yeah, absolutely. Any organization that you could get your son or daughter to become a part of, which develops those higher skills of, you know, values and helping others and practicing helping the community. You know, mm-hmm. when you focus on helping others, your self-esteem rises because you feel good. And, you know, the heart has, and this is interesting because it science is now beginning to discover that the heart has a mind of its own, and it's actually more powerful than our brain. And for anyone that's interested, the Institute of Heart Math has amazing research that you can check out about, you know, heart-based learning. And when kids are connected in their community, when they're with other mentors and community leaders, that heart connection really helps to strengthen our own intelligence, our own self-awareness. And that's what makes for strong and empowered and confident teenagers.
And I just want to make sure that every parent who's listening, we totally understand the challenges that you face. We know we're in a difficult economy. We know you have to work. You have to hold down a job. Maybe some of you are single parents and you have two or three jobs. We understand that, and that's why we're trying to give you some options and opportunities to seek out organizations within your city and your community that can help you with this, because there are so many organizations that are there for you, and it's free to join. You know, just sign your child up to go through some mentoring programs and some opportunities to be involved in community work, which is going to help them feel better about themselves. I mean, there's so many things that we're probably not going to have an opportunity to touch on, like drug abuse and
right.
academic struggles. All of these things are related. Aren't they all related?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If a child is feeling overwhelmed or stressed, you know, they cannot make decisions from that centered place. I mean, these kids are so overstimulated. They're always plugged in. And that does a lot of damage to the way we process information and decision making. And when these kids are constantly exposed to negativity, the way they think about themselves and the world is really affected. And when anyone's coming from that lower place of those lower negative emotions, they're not going to make positive decisions. And that's where the drug abuse and the sexting and the
right.
poor choices in friends comes into play.
That's right. That's right. And I do not want to pick on the parents, because I know you're doing the best you can. We totally
Absolutely.
Understand that. But sometimes, you know, you may have had some issues in your own childhood. Maybe you came up in a dysfunctional environment, or you struggled with a single parent and, you know, not really understanding how to build up your self-esteem. And some of those things may flow over into how you are now a parent to your child. So there are also resources out there for parents who, you know, feel overwhelmed and they just can't give their child the best parenting skills or the best mentoring or the best information or even the best dialogue that they can. So there are resources out there to help you too. So we just want you to know, parents, that we understand it's a very difficult job, especially if you're a single parent. So don't feel overwhelmed. We are here for you. As a matter of fact, Julie, go ahead. This is a good time for you to give your contact information, your website, if someone wanted to get in touch with you to maybe set up an appointment or just talk to you one-on-one about their particular issues.
Yeah, absolutely. I have I have a membership site for teenagers and also for parents. So my membership site is called Mind Focus Community, and it's specifically designed to address issues and concerns teenagers and college-age students have. And I hold live monthly group coaching calls where kids can get on-the-spot coaching from me related to whatever their most pressing issues are. And basically what I do is have Q&A time with all the kids so that they can ask me how to best support them in whatever it is that they're going through. They receive step-by-step tools and processes in being able to go through the difficult emotions that come up for them. And basically, when they have a tool that gives them a step-by-step guide on how to process these emotions, they know what to do and they feel secure. And I also believe in meditation because, like I was saying before, these kids are never unplugged and it's overstimulating to their nervous systems. So meditation is a great way for them to really go within, become still, and focus on the present moment and create those feelings of appreciation and gratitude for who they are and what they have in their life. So I teach all of that in my community. And for your listeners today, I actually have a special gift, a bonus, which is a checklist that they can get on my site. My website is mindfocusgeneration.com.
Okay.
You can
now,
find
can
out
you
more
spell
information
that?
There.
Spell that, please.
Mindfocus, MindFoCus. MindFocusGeneration.com.
MindFocusGenerator.com.
Generation. MindFocusGeneration.
Generation. Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. And to access the checklist that I created, which is 7 tips on knowing if your child is suffering from low self-esteem, that's a bonus that you could get from www.creatingconfidentteens.com.
Perfect.
Confident.
Now, do you
teens.
Do you also do phone consultations if someone, because we have listeners all over the world, so do you do phone consultations for someone who may want to work with you over the phone?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go to creatingconfidentteens.com, and make sure you spell that right because it's a double T, confidentteens.com, you will see that you'll get the bonus checklist, and you'll also be able to apply for a consultation. So I have 1 of 3 that I'm giving away by November 30th. So this offer is good through the end of the month, and also I'm offering a special price for my membership community and my latest program that teaches the universal laws to kids. And this program, they'll receive weekly video lessons along with processes to use to anchor in the lesson and a private weekly self-reflection journal. And that program normally sells for $297, and the access to the yearly access to the community is normally $497. But for anybody that is resonating with this information and wants to check it out, they'll get a year access for their teen plus the 6-week coaching program on the universal laws for the whole price of $297. So they're actually saving $497 on the price of the yearly membership. So that's something that's another choice for our listeners today.
Excellent, excellent. And just coming up on our last 60 seconds of the show, go ahead and give your email address just so, in case someone wants to email you with a question or a comment. Maybe they came in late and didn't get everything. So what is your email address?
You can contact me at Julie@ mm-hmm. mindfocusgeneration.com. So that's Julie at mindfocusgeneration.com. And feel free to send me any questions that you have, and I will certainly answer them.
Outstanding. Julie, thank you so much. You have really, really pumped a lot of information into a short 30-minute segment, and I really appreciate it. The listeners appreciate it, and the community appreciates it. Parents appreciate it, and we really, really thank you because you have been a wealth of knowledge. So we're going to have you back because there's so
Absolutely.
Much more involved in this topic. So we want to thank you, and we are going to sign off for now, and I want to leave you with this last comment. It's easier to build strong children than it is to repair broken adults. So let's all
Absolutely.
Get involved in helping our children to be much stronger, and that's going to help build a better community and a better future for all of us. Thank you. We appreciate you joining us. We'll see you same time here on the Living by Design show next week. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.